Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
In response, Commissioner Stroberger went on a racist tirade about 600,000 criminal illegals running around the country and how the ICE agents that he knows are good people who don't commit any crime.
600,000.
Oh, what did I say? Oh, there you go. Yeah, 600,000. And then after that tirade, y'all voted to approve the amendment. The agreement.
Remember I told you that the world's most dangerous drinking game is if you drink every time somebody mentions Nazis, authoritarians, totalitarians, fascists, concentration camp, 1930s era Germany in a public forum of a meeting? Well, I give you Charlie Dial, local socialist who likes to go to these meetings. And articulate guy, you know, smart guy. I think wildly misguided, but he's not the only one. So this was at the forum at the most recent county commission meeting. I'm sort of gradually getting to this committee. There's all kinds of stuff. Actually, next hour I have some really interesting stuff dealing with the retirement plan payout that they voted to approve. So let's let Charlie have his say. This is a follow-up from the previous meeting, you know, ongoing conversation where they showed up to criticize the ICE agreement, right, with allowing the jail staff to cooperate with ICE. And Stroberger says this is a good thing. And Charlie Dial says, you know, you terrible, horrible, racist person.
The immigrants that live in Escambia County are part of this community, whether you like it or not. And it's your job to make decisions that best serve the safety of this community, whether you like it or not. The memorandum agreement is detrimental to the safety of this community, and it should be reversed.
By the way, the first part of that is true. Immigrants, particularly legal immigrants, are absolutely a part of the community. The homeless are a part of the community. You know, there's all kinds of members of the community that are not sort of, you know, powerful and central in a lot of our thinking, but they are absolutely citizens. Well, they're absolutely constituents. Okay, some of them are not citizens, but even if they're here legally, they are certainly constituents. And, you know, the job of government is to serve all the people that are present in the area. Illegally, well, that's a different question. They still have rights. That's something people often misunderstand, think only Americans have rights. That's false. Constitution provides rights to the people, which is not to the citizens. They are different phrases. Anyway, but back to Charlie Dial, not to get too much of a digression here.
Also, how are we not worried about the overreach of the state in this moment? Why are our county officials allowing themselves to be bossed around by the governor's office or the state attorney general? Is bending the knee to authoritarians who insist on our city cooperating with ICE to fill a concentration camp with our neighbors the only way to hold political office in Florida? I sincerely hope not.
I sincerely hope not? Anyway, I wish people would not use the word concentration camp when it's not applicable, genuinely. It's actually not an outrageous concern. You know, are the attorney general and the governor in the state of Florida so scary and oppressive and punitive that you don't dare resist them or there's consequences? I don't know. Why did all those projects that Michelle Salzman and Alex Andrade got passed get vetoed by the governor after they criticized him or worse? You know, like, gosh, I don't know. Is there a reason to think that maybe if you're not nice to the governor, there might be consequences? Anyway.
ICE is filling concentration camps with mothers and fathers that have lived here for decades. All they want to do is to continue living here and being contributing members of society. Escambia County should have no collaboration whatsoever with that type of entity.
In principle, I actually agree with some of this concern. People who just want to be productive, I have no problem with them being here. Like, I generally think we ought to allow as many immigrants as we can handle. And if they're going to, you know, follow the law, and if they're going to work and be productive, and if we can find a place for them in our economy, yay. if they are a drain on our system and don't assimilate and aren't productive, then nay. But, you know, and if they're criminals, then nay. But if they're, you know, productive and assimilate and love the country, as many as we can handle. That's my view. That doesn't mean all, but a lot. You know, our country was built by and through the enthusiasm and the rejuvenation that comes from immigrants. And, you know, we just can't even argue that. Okay, so Steve Stroberger, county commissioner, is going to have his response.
A government's primary job is public safety, and that's my primary job, whether you like it or not. Being called a racist Actually, you know, they were actually pretty decent, except for the racist comment.
Yeah, some of the other ones didn't call them racist, but, you know, Charlie Dial did, so that's why I kept that clip in.
But let me tell you who's in our jail that are under ICE detainees. Cocaine possession, drug possession, larceny, contempt of court, failure to appear, resisting an officer, burglary, damage to property, criminal mischief, larceny, homicide, burglary, larceny, battery, marijuana possession, probation violations, kidnapping, sexual assault, cruelty toward a child, another cruelty toward a child, public order crimes, I don't know what that is, two of those, sexual assault, drug possession, more homicide, sexual assault, it goes on and on, aggravated assault with a weapon, DUIs, trespassing, homicide. I would never let these people into my community. That's our community.
Now, it is worth noting the distinction here between people who are detained by ICE for, say, Alligator Alcatraz, or people who are in the jail. Those are the people that are detained in our jail, but that's the point. The county commission has authority over the jail, and theoretically, if they're going to stay on topic, the question would be whether the jail personnel, the corrections officers, should cooperate with ICE. Well, if those are the people that are here on detainers for ICE and they have those charges against them, yeah, fine. You know, go ahead. Move them out. All of them, right? We'll come back to this in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Brought to you by Anderson Subaru. No accidents to report to you right now. Still seeing I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Steve Stroberger, Commissioner Stroberger, talking about immigration, customs enforcement, border patrol, you know, naturalization.
So I want to talk to you about the naturalization ceremony I went to on July 18th. This reminds me of this in a good way. I go to these quarterly naturalization ceremonies as part of the party I belong to. There were 36 new Americans from 24 different countries, all here legally. They took the oath of allegiance to the United States. One young lady originally from Jamaica, already serving in the United States Army, and another young man who grew up in Russia was serving in the United States Navy. There were also three spouses of military members being naturalized. A brother and sister from Honduras became U.S. citizens that same day.
There really is something amazing about naturalization ceremonies. I've only been to a couple, but it's invigorating. Honestly, it really is, especially if you spend some time talking with the folks.
Judge Weatherill said the journey to citizenship is complicated, time-consuming, and costly. He went on to say that they're considered to be, these new citizens, of good moral character, having shown a proficiency for the English language, and that they would have to denounce any allegiance to their country of origin. The ICE detainees at our correctional facilities are not a good moral character, and they only have an allegiance to crime.
There is, if you've ever talked to like a naturalized citizen, their devotion to this country is unparalleled. I mean, it's, you know, it's at 11. I mean, it really is. It's at 11. And I've often thought, and I'm sure I'm not the only one who's thought it, but I've often thought that if there were some way to get people born here through that process, as in you have to go through that process, you had to earn it a little bit, I don't think that'd be so bad for us as a country, because, you know, we take it for granted. We're born into the privilege. You know, our parents are millionaires. They live behind the gated community, and we go to the country club and never think anything of it, and so we're the spoiled brats. Just generally speaking, it's true, compared with naturalized citizens who are, again, in my own experience, amazing, and their level of patriotism is just unparalleled.
Some of these people last month took years to finally have this moment. Illegal immigration has cheapened this for these Americans and what they've had to endure to take that oath. I've lived over 10 years overseas. I've been to 60 countries. And I understand what citizenship in this country is. I have a whole different worldview than many people do, but I've seen the world.
I tell you, there's nothing like travel that makes you appreciate this nation. Nothing like it. And, you know, it's one of the reasons that people who serve in the military so frequently, you know, have that greater appreciation. People who go overseas in any capacity have it. It's one reason why getting, again, appreciate it. Well, how would you appreciate it? Go to the places where they don't have it. You'll see. It's different. It's dramatically different. Mike Kohler, another county commissioner, but also who served in the Navy. Steve Stroberger served in the Navy as a pilot. And Mike Kohler as a medical professional, a nurse.
I do think it's important. There's some drastic confusion with concentration camps and detention centers.
Yes, sir.
I'm the only person up here that's worked in Guantanamo Bay, which was a detention center where many could argue legal rights were probably not executed in the way they are in the United States. Detention centers in the United States, you have judicial rights. Concentration camps, we know historically, are torture centers. They kill people. They don't get rights.
Right, which is not what's going on at Alligator Alcatraz or what are the other ones they're calling it? Nebraska? Oh, I forget now. But, you know, they've come up with these names for the different places. But, yeah, I mean, Mike Kohler knows Gitmo. And even whatever you might think about Gitmo, Gitmo was not a concentration camp, right? I mean, again, this sloppy use of inflammatory language renders your point ridiculous when you call them by these particular historical referential names. You lose me because I know you're unreasonable. Genuinely, to the socialists, Charlie Dial, stop using stupid language. And I'll listen better. I mean, I'm going to listen anyway because it's my job. But if you actually want people to pay attention, stop using ridiculous language. People will pay more attention to you.
And the folks that Steve mentioned do have a judicial process. And I think in some of the conversation we're having here, that's being forgotten. And in America, that's a very important part of our government. And I believe in that. That's why I support ICE. I believe they're getting due process. And if they came here illegally and have the records that Commissioner Stroberger said, they should not be in America. That's just the way I feel.
And they should get due process. They should get, you know, basic humanitarian provision while they're being processed. All of the things that people who live here, even illegally, are entitled to under the Constitution, they should all get. Absolutely. I'm completely with them. And if they're not, that's a problem that we should all be thinking about. We should all be complaining about.
And I'm going to stand with ICE every day. We have a lot of patriots in this country. 80,000 of them have signed up. There's only 10,000 jobs. So a lot of people get it. We had an invasion going on in this country, and we're taking care of it. So I applaud the president and our governor for working hard on that.
So there you have the loud, obnoxious, inappropriate language using folks, and then you have the response from a couple of guys who kind of know something about this stuff. Because of their military background, different though it was. 623 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
When you need any job done outdoors, you need Five Star Outdoor Services. They handle it all. Lawn care, landscaping, power washing, concrete, clearing, decks, privacy fencing, you name it, they can do it. With pride in their work and at a price that's right. Five Star Outdoor Services is a local company with your satisfaction their main goal. Dependable, reliable, and affordable. See for yourself. Google Five Star Outdoor Services or check them out on Facebook for all jobs outdoors. Five Star Outdoor Services.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
At Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, they know you've heard of acupuncture, but what is it? Acupuncture is a time-tested holistic medicine that can help decrease pain and restore function. They treat patients suffering from chronic back pain, neuropathy, joint pain, arthritis, migraines, and so much more. They can also help with digestive disorders, infertility, anxiety, and depression. To learn more or schedule a consultation, visit awpensacola.com. Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, where a healthier and happier you awaits.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 923.
All right, you want plain English? Robin is going to be dead. D-E-D. Dead.
I kind of miss the synthesizer and the big hair. I kind
of. The good old days.
You know. Yeah, and your front teeth habitually go to overbiting your lower lip. So you know, when guys would wear a synthesizer, like the keyboard as a guitar, and then play it on their hip. Like.
Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness. You're probably that guy.
If I had played a keyboard, I probably would have been.
Oh, okay.
437-1620. Interesting text to get here in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by ECUA Bulkway Services. Now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. You can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Still rolling accident-free right now. Looks like I-10, I-110, 90, 98 are all looking good this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
I extra always loved when they'd play the hip guitar keyboard.
Right.
You know, and they'd like emphatically do it, you know, because when you're playing guitar, it's a physical activity that's
right.
Emphatically how you do your
but
fingers. And you
had to do it.
But,
yeah.
You know, when you play a keyboard, it's binary. It's on or it's off. I mean, you press the button or you don't. Pressing it harder doesn't make it louder. It doesn't make it sound different. Just always crack me up. All right, somebody text in. Let's see. Since I was talking about the inappropriate, loaded language, inflammatory language used by the people on the left, Nazi concentration camp, fascist, authoritarian, all of this stuff. He said, what do you think about the word invasion? Because people on the right typically talk about illegal immigration as an invasion. And I thought it's a good question, because obviously it's not an invasion in the traditional sense where you have a coordinated military incursion for the purpose of political destabilization takeover, right? That's invasion. And it's not that. Although there are elements, you know, there are cartel elements. One would say to some degree there might be Chinese elements. There might be some, but that's not the primary, right? That's not the primary thing. And you know, the argument on the other side would be, well, in effect, if you have millions of people, it is an invasion. You know, it's not an invasion for the purpose of toppling the political regime. It's not an invasion for the purpose of taking over the country. It's sort of an, in effect, massive in-migration. So, no, that's fair. You know, I think invasion is an overstatement. Yeah, I'll go with you on that. It's fine. Let's see. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning.
But I don't use that term, by the way, invasion. You don't hear me use that word. Anyway, go ahead, David.
Well, the victims of the latest school shooting are being mourned today. Two young students were killed yesterday. 17 people were hurt when a gunman opened fire through the windows of a Catholic school in Minneapolis. Sandy Hook Promise, a group that was created after the Sandy Hook shooting, has posted on social media that their hearts are with the families and the community in Minneapolis. And also a foundation that was created after the Uvalde school shooting is now doing some fundraising to support those families as well. Fired CDC Director Susan Monterez refusing to leave her post. Monterez had been on the job for a few weeks when HHS posted that she was no longer the CDC director. Her attorneys are disputing that, saying she hasn't resigned or been fired. Google is warning that 2.5 billion Gmail users need to change their passwords after a significant amount of successful intrusions by hackers. The tech giant put out a warning this week, advertising Gmail users to be on high alert for suspicious activity and to add extra security measures such as two-factor authentication.
I kind of like authentication, though. I kind of like that variation.
If only I could talk, this would be a way easier job for me.
You'd really need to authentify your... or is it authenticify? I think authentify is really the preferred term. Yeah. I think, you know, if we use that enough, we can get the Gen Zers to promote that.
Think right. We can make it happen?
Yeah. Authentify. Yeah. You try it on. Try it on a little bit. Slip it in a casual conversation when you're talking with some people and see if it catches fire. I don't think it will, but you never know. One can hope. Hey, if you have not registered to try to win tickets for the weekend's FSU-Alabama game, just open up the News Radio Pensacola app, and it's right there for you. Put in your information. You might win. If the contest doesn't load, you have to update your app.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Love and support and candles at a Minneapolis vigil for the 19 people shot down at Annunciation Catholic Church and school, leaving two children dead. The young trans shooter who killed himself after had scrawled "For the children" and "Where is your God" on the magazine. Archbishop Bernard Hebda tells the mourners God is there.
All of those children who are in that church this morning, he loves their families. He loves the shooter. He loves all of us brothers and sisters.
Reportedly, the shooter once attended the school. Maha mayhem at the CDC. White House says the director, Susan Menares, was fired after she refused to resign. Four more senior officials fouled her out amid tensions over vaccine policies, including Secretary RFK Jr. withdrawing federal recommendations for COVID shots for pregnant women and healthy children. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got a very nice morning. It's 70 degrees with clear skies. And, of course, we will get to our forecast with meteorologist Brooke Richardson here in just a few minutes. Manslaughter charges against three Crestview police officers were dismissed this week in connection with the 2021 death of Calvin Wilkes, Jr. Officers Brandon Hardaway, William Johns, and Evan Reynolds had been indicted by an Okaloosa County grand jury in June of 2022. Following the dismissal, they'll return to work next month. Initially, they'll be on administrative duty while the department conducts an internal review. The state attorney's office says additional evidence raised caused serious questions about the cause of Wilkes' death and concluded that the evidence did not sufficiently prove criminal responsibility. 40-year-old Wilkes became combative when officers responded to a call for help October of 2021. That led to him being tased. He became unresponsive shortly after and died the next day. An autopsy ruled his death a homicide, citing an irregular heartbeat due to restraint and drugs in his system. Well, an area Western store looking for information on shoplifters that reportedly made off with over $1,000 in boots. The boot store says three people entered their store looking just like regular customers shopping around. But they brought in tools to cut off the security tags and walked out with stolen boots on their feet, including one very expensive custom-made pair.
That one particularly is $689.
That's Assistant Manager Heather Desicaro. She reviewed the footage from their security system. Pictures of the suspects have been posted online. They're asking for community assistance in identifying the suspects. Desicaro said she'd like them to return the merchandise and explain themselves, but if they don't, she says they will end up in jail. Now, a recent study on drug use shows an improving trend. Chris Bryan with information on demographics.
A new federal report finds the percentage of adults with suicidal thoughts and attempts have remained about the same from 2021 through 2024. The National Survey on Drug Use and Health did offer some good news over that same time period. Depression and suicidal thoughts and behaviors in teens declined. Now, the new report shows the prevalence of serious suicidal thoughts. This is in 12 to 17-year-olds, fell from nearly 13% in 2021 to 10% in 2024. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Chris. Well, the state's not happy with answers it's getting about how Orange County is spending tax dollars. Florida CFO Blaise Ngolia said yesterday that the county withheld documents from DOGE inspectors earlier this month, And they've issued subpoenas now to county employees. Specifically, Angolia says county employees hid funding for DEI programs. Governor DeSantis said the county tried to manufacture evidence of discrimination towards those getting government contracts so they could push for DEI-based equal outcomes. When concerns were raised, Angolia said employees gave shady, incomplete, and scripted answers. Orange County's mayor, Jerry Demings, has denied all of those allegations, and he tells the Orlando Sentinel that the county fully cooperated with the DOGE investigation. It's 6:35 now at News Radio, and John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Just one accident on the books right now at Fairfield Drive and Marcus Drive. The roadway is clear. It's off to the side of the road. Not seeing any delays associated with it. Just wanted you to be aware. Also, I-10, I-110 are still flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. And now our Channel 3 forecast with meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
We are going to be seeing a lovely day today with temperatures starting off in the 60s, getting into the 80s and eventually the 90s for your afternoon high. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 72. For Friday, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 88 degrees. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 74 degrees. Going into Saturday, 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 86. And by Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 72. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. Right now, 70 degrees. We've got clear skies. Our next news at 7. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Treasury yields held steady this morning as investors looked ahead to a key inflation gauge. The 10-year Treasury yield was down less than one basis point to 4.234%, while the 2-year yield was up less than a basis point at 3.627%. Dick's Sporting Goods beat Wall Street's expectations on the top and bottom lines. The company raised its full-year sales and earnings guidance and said it saw growth in both average ticket and transactions. In May, the company announced it would acquire Foot Locker for $2.4 billion. The deal is expected to close in early September. The European Automobile Manufacturers Association reports new European car registrations of Tesla vehicles total just over 8,800 in July, which is down 40% year over year. Meanwhile, BYD recorded just over 13,500 new registrations in July, which is up 225% annually. Futures are currently mixed. That's Your Money Now.
Yeah, sure, the players bring some skill to the game, but if I don't put them in my lineup, who cares? Not me. I'm Eric Rubino, fantasy baseball GM and league runner-up 2 of the last 9 years. I use the Progressive Name Your Price tool with options based on my budget. And for a guy that's used to being in control, it fits. Like this runner-up t-shirt. Champ gets a trophy, but you can't wear a trophy. Boom.
Get options based on your budget with Progressive, even if you're not a legend in your own mind. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hurricane season is here, and now is the time to make a plan and know your zone.
In the case of an evacuation, have a plan to go to a hurricane shelter, hotel, or stay with a family or friends. If you're ordered to evacuate, you need to leave. You can rebuild your home, but you cannot rebuild your life. This hurricane season, know your zone. Know your home. Learn more at floridadisaster.org. This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Join the Red Flamingo Foundation Thursday night from 6 till 10 at Hub Stacy's downtown for live music, great food, and community as they raise awareness for mental health. Saturday morning from 8:30 to 10, join the Navarre Beach Sea Turtle Conservation Center for Shark School. Learn about the vital role in keeping our Gulf healthy. For info and to pre-purchase $15 tickets, see NavarreBeachSeaTurtles.org. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
Want to score
tickets to see Florida State take on Alabama on Saturday, August 30th.
It's time to tap the app with News Radio 92.3. Just download our News Radio Pensacola app, and from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m., you can enter for your chance to win. Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands for this epic battle on August 30th.
The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
Just download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app and get ready for game day with News Radio 92.3.
There's a public service announcement. This is only a test.
Good morning, 640 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I will tell you that this next topic is, it's not ripe yet, okay? It's very premature, but it's very important, I think, and I think you're going to have strong opinions about it. That's why I wanted to bring this up. You know, we don't have a legislative session yet for, you know, the state. That's coming soon, right, in a couple of months. But State Representative Juan Carlos Porras from Miami says, he's a Republican, says that he's of Cuban descent from Miami. Of course he's a Republican. I mean, you know, there are no Democrats, and not I don't think they're all, you know, former subjects of communism, and, or their parents were, and so they, you know, they know. Anyway, he's considering filing legislation. This is according to MoneyWise. That he hopes will abolish homeowners associations.
Praise be to the Lord. Oh, my goodness. I will support that with 1,000,000%.
Now, he says, you know, it might just be time we take a look at HOAs if they're really even necessary. He tells WPTV in Miami, maybe we should just do away with HOAs as a whole. He says it's, you know, it's an experiment. Maybe it's a failed experiment. More than 40%. So my question for you, 437-1620. Again, keep in mind, this is super premature. Like, he hasn't even filed the bill yet. We don't know what the details of the bill will be. I suspect it can't be done.
Why?
Well, it's a covenant. It's a private contract you have with the other members of your residential area. And HOAs, here's what I mean. They might be able to prevent them being formed in the future, as in new developments might be prohibited from forming HOAs or existing, you know, because you could have an existing development form an HOA too. But I don't think he could wipe them out with a vote and stroke of the pen by the governor because they're, you know, existing contracts or covenants. And you have all kinds of complications, like the HOAs are responsible for insurance in the common areas, or they're responsible for maybe the retention ponds or the sometimes the infrastructure. I mean, there's lots of implications if you wiped them out. Okay, entirely. But question, 437-1620, do you like the existence of HOAs, or do you wish, like John, that hallelujah, praise Jesus?
I just was like, it's amazing.
We could just get rid of them entirely. Right. Oh, my God. Have you lived both in and not in?
Oh, yes.
Okay, and what's your objection?
My objection is you're not going to tell me how to live my life.
Okay.
When my trash can't go out, and when I need to mow my lawn, and when I don't, and when I need to, that's my decision. It's my property.
So you're that neighbor.
Oh, yeah.
You're the neighbor with three broken down cars in the front lawn and oil stains in the street. And
not that guy.
Trash and 43 unfixed lawn mowers on the side yard and the big wheel.
And having been an HOA president for several years.
Oh, having wielded the gavel petty of power. Bureaucracy power yourself.
The gavel of power.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll tell you from my experience. I have lived not in HOAs, and I have lived in HOA. I hate them. But I like the result. I do. Yes, we are responsible homeowners. We mow the lawn and trim the weeds and... You know, and then, you know, you get a notice that says it's time you power wash. I'm like, okay, yes. And I did power wash.
I know the artwork that you did was quite good.
Blue angels art and some other stuff. Had some fun at it, you know, made a flag in the
But they told you you had to do it.
Right.
Or you get a fine.
And listen, and, you know, when they tell you you have to do it, there's a part of me that's like, the hell you will.
Exactly.
You know? But it looks better now because I power washed it. It looks better now.
But if you work,
and
or,
if I hadn't been ordered at the threat of some fine, I wouldn't have power washed it probably for another year. And it would have looked worse. And I'm the good neighbor. You know? There are a lot of not as good neighbors.
Well, we know.
And I will submit this to you, 437-1620. They better mow that grass. What part of the grass? What are you talking about? You know, that frustration of you've gotten a notice for something you can't even figure out how you're in violation. Or the, you know, it's any time you have an oppressive regime of any kind of government, whether it's local, state, or federal, or HOA, or in your house, or at your school, or wherever, whenever there's authority, and authority is wielded in what seems like a capricious and or intrusive manner, you live your life kind of stifled and worried.
All the time.
That you may have done something to offend the powers that be, right? That's how it works. That's both what makes them effective and also what makes them horrible to live with. And, of course, you have personalities and people, petty abuse of their power, all that kind of stuff. But I will, again, all that said, I agree. I'm with you on all of that. 437-1620 if you want to weigh in. Again, the proposal by a state legislator hasn't yet been filed. It's super early, but this is that they try to get rid of HOAs. Again, I think it would only be going forward. I don't think you can get rid of the existing ones, but either way.
I hope Michelle or Alex are listening and.
Oh, actually, we're going to have Alex on tomorrow. We're going to talk about the platting thing that we talked about yesterday.
Right.
And I'll probably ask him about this, too, just because it's fun. But actually, John, why don't you give us a quick traffic update? Because I have an observation that I do not think anybody can argue with that is not decisive on the question, but is important to keep in mind. Go ahead, John.
Okay. No accidents to let you know about right now. We're still looking good on I-10, I-110, Highway 90, 98, Highway 29. They are all flowing smoothly. I'm not seeing any issues this morning so far. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, speaking of homeowners associations and homes, when you're buying, that's one of the things. By the way, it's really hard to know for sure whether there is or is not an HOA in a property. There's not like some easy to find database of these things. So that's one of the reasons why I want a good realtor. Christina Leavenworth, fantastic realtor. And, you know, if you want a place that's got an HOA, she'll help you find that. A lot of them do. If you want a place that doesn't have an HOA, she'll help you find that. A lot of them don't. And that's very important to a lot of people, is either the freedom or the, you know, maintained niceness of living in a sort of semi-controlled community. But the point is, she is a great realtor. She and her folks understand this stuff, and they can help you figure it out because these are not always easy things to figure out. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty sold 165 homes last year. That's three and a half, four every single week. 786-3996. Give her a call. All right, so here's my observation. I'll get your text. I got a lot of texts coming in. I'll get to them in a second. Here's my observation. My wife and I, you know, we bicycle a lot. Well, now we're boating more, paddleboarding. But, you know, when it's cooler, we'll bike, okay? Because in the summer, you go in the water, and in the winter, you stay on land. I have biked every single, with minor exceptions, asterisk footnote, every single street in Escambia County, probably 75% of Santa Rosa County, probably like 50% of Baldwin County, okay? We just, you know, we go to a different place all the time. Here's something that I can tell you that nobody can deny. If you go into an HOA community, you know it is. And if you go into a non-HOA community, you know it isn't. Instantly. There is dramatic and easily discernible difference in the quality of maintenance, the quality of the streetscape, the houses, the yards. It's undeniable that HOA communities look nicer. Period. The question is whether it's worth it. The question is whether it's worth it. And the cost and the inconvenience and the annoyance and the petty bureaucracy and all that. But you cannot deny that they do work to produce the end result of a nicer looking neighborhood, period. 648 News Radio 92.3. A bunch of texts. Let's take a look at some of these texts. Let's see. I'm trying to wade through these as I'm going. I can't figure that one out. No one forces anyone to buy into a neighborhood that has an HOA. It's not like you go in blind, not knowing what you're getting into. But there are
unless
some,
you're a first-time home buyer,
right? In which
like
case, there's limited, and there's
yeah.
there can be, and you may not know.
I didn't,
which is part of the problem,
right?
Right. It's not. It, you know, honestly, if you want to have a bill on the HOAs, here's the bill I would like. the in or not in an HOA along with the fees for an HOA, that ought to be on every single MLS. It ought to be a required category of information,
exactly.
Just like, you know, three bedrooms, two baths, two-car garage, HOA, $400 a month, whatever it is, you know? That's the way that information ought to be conveyed. So that's legislation I would 100% support. That's just transparency. Anyway, it's true. But, you know, you might get suckered into it and not realize it. That happens to a lot of people. And also, if you're looking for homes and, you know, you don't want to be in one, that's cut down your options. The fact that they exist limits options. But also, you know, makes an opportunity available. Let's see. Somebody here says, Dave says, I'm on the board of my HOA. We should get rid of them. Somebody says, Andrew, I know you were talking about how we shouldn't use inflammatory language, but yard Nazis are the worst.
They are.
It's not wrong. Absolutely yes to an HOA. It protects the value of the neighborhood. If you don't like the bylaws, by all means, don't live in that neighborhood. That's your choice. But if you buy in a neighborhood with an HOA, then you're committing to follow the expectations set by the neighborhood, by keeping your lawn mowed, by not having cars parked in the yard, by not having boats and RVs in the street. Yeah, all of that. Exactly. Again, you just can't argue that there's a difference in quality between non and HOA neighborhoods. Absolutely right. I would be all for abolishing the complaints about HOAs from people who vehemently insist on living in them. That's right. And aluminum foil on the windows, junk cars up on blocks in the yard. My neighborhood would be full of Airbnbs. I don't like it, but it's necessary to keep our hood from turning to crap. Yeah, not incorrect. Things I would rather do than live in an HOA: walk barefoot in a field of Legos. People need to save their overarching inflammatory language for where it deserves it, the HOA people. Let's see. Just somebody complimenting me on my segue to talk to you about
real time. That was pretty good.
Yeah, every once in a while I can do real broadcasting. In Connecticut, they have zoning rules which work. You don't have a trailer next to a $300,000 home. Well, that's zoning more than HOAs, but I see where you're going. Also, neighborhoods don't have commercial properties next to residential properties. Here in Florida, there's no zoning laws, it seems. There are, but I get you. Yeah, I understand. It's a mix-mash, hence HOAs, which are a defense against, you know, bad zoning, they're saying. I don't want my neighbor to have an old unused boat and two cars parked in the yard depreciating my property, so I get it. Same instance, I would like to be able to park a trailer in my driveway but can't. You know, and HOAs, look, they're a way of setting expectations, creating a certain level of whatever quality of ambiance for your neighborhood that you want. They're also, unfortunately or fortunately, a way of settling neighbor disputes, right? Of course, part of the issue is that people don't follow the rules, and then if you fine them, but then if you don't take action, and, you know, also, some people pay and some people don't pay. And the people who don't pay get the benefit of enjoying, you know, unless you're really strict on enforcement, and usually HOAs are not that strict on enforcement of that, you know, of going after the fees. So, yeah, I mean, you have all kinds of problems. It's a government. HOA is a government. And they do intrusive things, and then the state passes laws that say things like you can't regulate the growing of garden crops in your backyard, you know, visible sheds, you know, all the stuff, right? And then every once in a while they talk about doing things where you're like, are you insane? You know, building, you know, requiring everybody to hide their garbage. But can we be honest? If you can't see the garbage pails, the neighborhood looks nicer. But damn it, man, don't tell me what I can do and can't do with my garbage. That's right, it's both. When you list a home on Zillow, it has a place to list the HOA fees. Yeah, but I'm telling you from experience that they definitely are not always accurate or always there. Like, so a lot of people don't want to buy in an HOA. Verifying for sure that there isn't one is hard. I'm just telling you, that's actually hard. If you don't have control of your own property, send the HOA your property tax bill.
Yeah, I almost did that once.
That's funny. HOA boards are a playground for pathological personalities, and also some very good ones, but also some very bad ones. It's both. Yeah, you're exactly right. 653 here on News Radio 923. Speaking of homes, if you need a new, you know, I'll get two. Why not? Two for the price of one topic. If your HOA tells you that your roof is bad, I don't know that they really look at that, but let's say, okay, you need a new roof, right? If you do, and you've been putting it off because, you know, you want to not have to pay the money, but, you know, you want to have the not leaks and the safety and security during a storm. And also, by the way, getting a new roof with Quality Roofing Solutions can actually save you enough money to pay for itself and even generate money for you. Because whatever the roof costs, and they're not cheap, okay, but you might cut your home insurance in half. You do a wind mitigation inspection, you'd be surprised how much money you might be able to save with a newer, more structurally intact roof. Brian Ward for 19 years has been, you know, putting roofs in with his folks here in Escambia County, and they are just very good at it. The 4.9 on Google, everybody raves about them. They treat you like a, you know, normal person. They talk to you like you're not an expert, and they don't expect you to understand, and they will respond to your calls and do all the normal customer service stuff that you don't take for granted because not everybody does it. They've done 10,000-plus roof replacements. They know what they're doing, and they have a lifetime warranty on the roofs, which, I mean, who does that? It's amazing. QualityRoofingSolutions.com, 777-0961. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now, but if you're on I-10 westbound trying to get onto I-110, we're starting to see some delays in that area. Traffic is going very slowly. But other than that, the rest of I-10 looks good. Let's see here. Highway 29, 90 are all flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Okay, so it's going to be about $1,200.
Wait, did you even figure out what was wrong?
Well, my guy said something about the flux capacitor. Oh, and we had some extra parts.
Extra parts? That's a no for me.
Don't settle for vague answers and mystery charges. Head to Garage 850 on Sun Valley Drive just off Michigan Avenue. Rusty and his ASE certified crew actually explain what's going on and get it done right. Specials online now at garage850.com.
Local radio brings people together like never before.
It's a beautiful hometown weekend out there. We've got
your local stations keep you informed and involved with music, talk shows, and real-time news updates you can trust. We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters, connecting you to what matters most. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress to support your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hey, hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital and Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare here in Pensacola. I'd like to invite you to tune in to my new show, Sit, Stay, and Listen, where I'll be answering all your pet questions live on air. Tune in today at 9. See all you cool people then.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Bring in the fan box!
Caught John over here earlier in the day, and he was sort of humming the Boots by Nancy Sinatra.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, bring in the Fembox. And he started laughing. And I'm like, are you thinking about Austin Powers? He's like, I am.
Yes.
Oh, man. I wish they hadn't written Elizabeth Hurley out, in the second movie by turning her into a Fembot. It was kind of a weird plot twist. And that's Elizabeth Hurley. I mean, you know.
Don't write her.
Yeah. Then there's, you know, Heather Graham instead. So, okay. So 657 here on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is. I don't know. It's the stuff we talk about off the air. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David.
Yes, I am. Right here with your headlines, Andrew. Do you ever have. I need that mouse jiggler you were talking about. I can't find.
Dude, not in public.
I can't find my mouse. All right.
Whoa.
That's personal. Yeah.
All right. Enough of that. Now, House Republicans are investigating Wikipedia for bias. The House Oversight and Government Reform Committee announced on Wednesday that it's looking for information from Wikipedia's CEO, Mariana Iskander, over accusations that the Internet Encyclopedia organizes efforts to inject bias into entries. Committee Chair James Comer alleging that Wikipedia has launched a campaign to advance anti-Semitic and anti-Israel information. Fired CDC Director Susan Monterez, not wanting to leave her post. She'd been on the job for a few weeks when HHS posted on X she was no longer the director. Her attorneys, though, say she hasn't resigned or been told that she's been fired. And boy, today in Minnesota, they are mourning the loss of two young children killed at a school, a Catholic school. 17 other people were hurt when the gunman opened fire, the shooter taking his own life. Sandy Hook Promise, a group created after the 2012 Connecticut elementary school shooting, is posting on social media that their hearts are with the families and the community. Some fundraising efforts also underway from an organization formed after the Uvalde school shooting.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. You do know, though, that there are more than just one person out there saying to themselves, what in the hell is a mouse jiggler?
Yes.
I'm sure there are.
I feel like, so mouse jiggler is a new term that's come into the Cambridge Dictionary for a device that moves your mouse around to make it seem like you're at your keyboard when you're working remotely so your boss won't know you're not doing your job. I think it's a great burn that somebody's nothing more than a mouse jiggler at their job. Listen on.